Genesis chapter 26. Then a famine came in the land, besides the first famine which was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Abimelech king of the Philistines in Gerar. And the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Dwell in the land which I tell you. Stay in this land, and I will be with you, and I will bless you. For I will give you and your seed all these lands, and I will establish my oath which I swore to Abraham your father. And I will make your seed numerous like the stars of the sky, and I will give your seed all these lands, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed through your seed, because Abraham obeyed me and kept my ordinance, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." So Isaac stayed in Gerar. Then the men of the place asked him about his wife, and he said, "She is my sister," for he was afraid to say, "my wife," in case, he thought, the men of the place kill me for Rebekah, for she is good looking. Then it came to pass that a long time went by for him there, and Abimelech king of the Philistines peered out of a window and looked out, and what he saw was Isaac playing with Rebekah his wife. And Abimelech called for Isaac and said, "Surely it is the case that she is your wife. So how come you said, 'She is my sister'?" And Isaac said to him, "Because I said to myself, 'In case I die because of her.'" Then Abimelech said, "What is this you have done to us? One of the people nearly lay with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us." Then Abimelech gave commandment to all the people and said, "Anyone who touches this man or his wife will certainly be put to death." Then Isaac sowed in that land and obtained in that year a hundredfold return, and the Lord blessed him. And the man became great, and he kept becoming greater, until he had become very great. And he had sheep in his possession, and cattle in his possession, and a large body of servants. And the Philistines envied him, and the Philistines blocked up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and they filled them with soil. Then Abimelech said to Isaac, "Depart from us, for you have become much stronger than us." So Isaac departed from there, and encamped at the watercourse of Gerar, and stayed there. Then Isaac again dug the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and which the Philistines had blocked up after the death of Abraham, to which he gave names, after the names which his father had given them. So Isaac's servants dug in the dry watercourse and found there a well of running water. But the shepherds of Gerar quarrelled with Isaac's shepherds and said, "The water is ours." And they called the well Esek, because they strove with him. And they dug another well, and they quarrelled over that one too, and they called it Sitna. Then he moved from there and dug another well, which they did not quarrel over, and he called it Rehoboth, and said, "For now the Lord has given us room, and we shall be fruitful in the land." Then he went up from there to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared to him that night, and he said, "I am the God of Abraham your father. Do not be afraid, for I am with you, and I will bless you, and I will increase your seed because of Abraham my servant." Then he built an altar there, and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and Isaac's servants dug a well there. Then Abimelech went to him from Gerar with Ahuzath, his friend, and Phicol, the commander of his army. And Isaac said to them, "Why have you come to me, seeing you detest me, and you sent me away from you?" To which they said, "We have clearly seen that the Lord was with you, and we said, 'Let there be now an oath between us, between us and you, and let us make a covenant with you, that you absolutely won't do us any harm, as when we did you no injury, and that you will act as when we only did you good, and when we sent you off in peace. And now you are blessed by the Lord.'" Then he held a banquet for them, and they ate and drank. And they got up early in the morning, and they swore to each other, and Isaac sent them off, and they departed from him in peace. Then it came to pass, on that day, that Isaac's servants came and told him about the well which they had dug. And they said to him, we have found water, and he called it Sheba, which is why the name of the town is Beersheba up to this day. Now Esau was 40 years old when he took as a wife Judith the daughter of Be'eri the Hittite, and Bosmath the daughter of Elon the Hittite. But they became a source of grief to Isaac and Rebekah.